understand this is the most important story to prepare for Shoshana. Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, who of course you guys know, was the defender of Israel, was always looking for the good of it, always defending the Jewish people. Wrote the book, Kedushas Levi, actually the first book that I ever learned in Chassidus. He's looking for a shofar blower. Adam sheyitka etzal b'shofar b'rosh Hashanah. Someone blow the shofar. Kol mi sheyitzal zakot mitzvah zu, tzarech ayal divachen al yedei Levi Yitzchak. But in order to get appointed to be the shofar blower, you need to get tested by Rav Levi Yitzchak. Hu ya tzarech lo rak l'tkoa l'fanav, kin gam l'spor lo al ma'a shehu choshev, ma'u chachven bezman shehu tzarech shofar. He doesn't just have to impress everyone by his super awesome skills. He also needs to tell Rav Levi Yitzchak, what are you thinking about? Baal Rav Levi Yitzchak, kol minim kubalim. All these Kabbalists come to Rav Levi Yitzchak. Tigul of Na, v'sipur lo ala kabanot shalem, tiyufo oti Hashem Hashem. All these Kabbalists are coming. Yud, ke vav, ke this, that. Gevalt. Ach lekulam amar Rav Levi Yitzchak, ani moda lechem ha'od demet aval. Ech omrin na'ayom, al tikashu elai, ani etkashu elechem. So all these guys come, they're very impressive, but Rav Levi Yitzchak says, how do you say today? Don't call me, I'll call you. It wasn't interesting. Okay. So besof, magia Torah shel acharon ha-mamadim, moish leshov mayim. In the end, moish leshov, the holy water carrier comes. He's standing there and he's a little bit embarrassed. Besof, v'nuchnas v'matchil tkoa. In the end, he comes in and he begins to blow. Gevald is a tkiot. Wow, what blows. Who bal tkoya tov mekulam, he's the best shofar blower of them all. Achashe gamal shalat Rav Levi Yitzchak, Moishla, ta tkoya kol kach yafeh b'shofar. Moishla, you blow so beautifully. Aval tagid li, ama ata choshev bizman shata tkoya. What are you thinking about when you're being tkoya of that shofar? Umar Rebbe, ani lo yachol lagid lachem. No, you may say, sorry, I can't tell you, it's not right. Amar Rav Levi Yitzchak, ata yodea mibchinati, kol ma shetachshuv ze beseder. Levi Yitzchak says, if you ask me, anything you think of is fine. Aval kach yitzkam l'nechon, but this is our agreement, right? L'chayav tzeper li matav choshev. You have to tell me what you thought about. Kanireh she'achrei kol mekubalim eila, im tirfei odiyot Hashem, after all, hearing all these Kabbalistic incantations, a little bit embarrassed. L'besof amar Rebbe yagid lachem et emet, I'll tell you the truth. And it says that Shemati et Sipor Zeh mipi Rabbi Mababa. Rav Shlomo says, you know, I heard this story from the Baba Rebbe, who I actually happen to be related to. Pretty cool. Belil Rosh Hashanah, on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Because she sipared the Sipor, and when he told the story, hu paratz bebechi, he started crying. Lo yachol afsik, and he couldn't stop. Uvchen kach amar shu eva mayim, Rebbe, ani mitbayesh, aval atem kol kach rotim, if you really want, I'll tell you. Yesh li sheva banot. I have 7 daughters. Ainli shum efshara lasi otam, and I have no way of getting them married. Imeshi ainli af puta, because I don't have a shekel. As kishani tokeh b'shofar, kishani tokeh b'shofar, ani omer, ribono shel olam. Ana tedagu lepanot sheli. Master of the world, take care of my daughters. I don't have money. That's what he's thinking about when he blew the shofar. Give up. So, let's go a step further. What is the point of this story? What is Rosh Hashanah trying to teach us is the real highest intentions when we blow the shofar?
Heartfelt.
Okay, from the heart. Good. 100%?
Personal.
Real. Right? It's not a theoretical, philosophical moment. Mm-hmm. It's a prayer. It's a prayer to Hashem. And you pray for what you care about, right? So that's what they cared about. That's what he prayed for. That's the real thing we should be thinking about when we hear the shofar. Give up, no?
Right.
Beautiful story, no? That's why Shalom says it's his favorite. So something to think about that. Now,
think about what you care about when you sound the shofar.
Give up. Now, in addition to that, he has a little bit of a Torah law, which takes it a little bit deeper. Another intention. Of course, there's hundreds of intentions behind shofar. But I want to find that one. One second. Let me see if I can find it. So this is a really interesting maimar, and I find it fundamental not just for Rosh Hashanah, but also for life, for living a happy life. So let's do it. I'll do this maimar, and then you guys will tell me if you still have koch, or we should call it here. Chachamino amrim shebrosh Hashanah tzadikim gemurim nechtamin la'atav l'chayim. The rabbis teach us that on Rosh Hashanah, the righteous people, the tzaddikim, are immediately assigned life. They are decreed to be alive. Tishmu amar kol makorabim. So the question is, who are all these tzaddikim? The people learning Taita all day, people talking about every little detail.
That's a great question.
Who are these tzaddikim who immediately are going to the good side? So Shlomo says something very surprising. Tzaddikim gemurim. הם אלה המאמינים באמונה שלמה, שלמרות שלא מגיע להם, למרות שלא מגיע להם שום דבר, הקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן להם שנה טובה. A real tzaddik is someone who believes that despite the fact that they don't deserve anything, Hashem is going to give them an amazing year. Those two points. A, I don't deserve a thing. B, I still have confidence that God's going to give me an amazing year. Yeah? That's a tzaddik. That's the definition of a tzaddik, according to Rav Shlomo Karlach. If you think, look at me, I deserve it, as vaday lo megil, you don't deserve anything. They're immediately, as soon as Hashem sees that these people are so humble and they feel like they don't deserve anything, He puts them right in. Tzadikim amitim yodim shehem adayin lo asu shum davar. A real tzadik knows that he really hasn't done anything. Mishu shal pa'am et ha'chozim alubim. Somebody once asked a great chozim alubim. Matai esita adab avera achorna. When was the last time he did a sin? Wana, b'makom nesholoti matai esita adab avera achora. Kishaloti im pa'am asiti mitzvah kitukona. Instead of asking when was the last time I did a sin, asking if I've ever done a mitzvah properly. And a real tzaddik knows that, like, to really do a mitzvah with all your intentions for all the pure purposes in the best way. Come on, you really believe he never did a mitzvah completely? So on Rosh Hashanah we dance, we sing, we're confident that Hashem is going to judge us with a good judgment, but not because we deserve it. Despite the fact that we don't deserve a thing. But we know that God is merciful. We know that He loves us so much. And because He loves us so much, we trust that it's all going to be good. Yeah?
Wow.
Tere lechem. Imagine I go to Rothschild, Levakesh million dollars, they go, hey, Mr. Rothschild.
Hey, give me, Mr.
Rothschild, give me $1 million. And you know why? You have to give it to me. I deserve it. I have a good cause. What's he going to do?
What's your cause?
Kick me out of here. I deserve it. You deserve it. You're a random guy. But if I go to him and I say, listen, I know you don't owe me anything, but please, I'm begging you. Then he's got a chance.
Down on my knees.
You understand? The question is, how do I stand before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? How do I stand before Him and how do I stand before me? But it needs to be real. These are the days when we're working on ourselves. We're developing this muscle called sincere gratitude. Real gratitude. To not say the words, but to feel like, wow, I don't deserve a thing. And that doesn't necessarily come naturally to people. naturally, I feel like the world we live in, people feel like they deserve a good life. They deserve it.
Yeah.
But really, in Judaism, it's not true. You don't deserve a thing. That's a false assumption. It's a gift. Everything's a gift. And therefore, and the ironic thing is, the more we're aware that everything's a gift, the more that life gets sweet. And the more we have to be grateful for, and the more joy. Gevald. Awesome. Right?
Wow.
Amazing. Okay. But if I'm so happy and I say, wow, I'm so happy and Hashem's definitely going to give me because he's so merciful and kind, then he'll give me. Yeah? That's why at Hasidim we dance on Rosh Hashanah. We sing on Rosh Hashanah. Because we're confident he's going to give us. Not because we're awesome, because he's awesome. And he loves us. And that this is called Chesed Chinam, this concept. That everything is a gift. That all of life is a gift. Completely free. The Holy Rishner says that a person needs to all the time be thinking, I need to sweeten the judgments, and everything's a gift. Everything's Chesed Chinam. On Rosh Hashanah, God gives us everything for free.
You know that story, Dayenu, if you'd only done this, it would have been enough. If you'd only done this,
yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's a gift, but, like, everything is a gift. But, like, if you'd only done this and that, and not the other thing, like, I don't know how appreciative I can be for only, like, this and not that and not this. Because, like, each step of the way, so he took us out of Egypt, now we're stuck in the desert. He gives us food from heaven, okay, but we're still in the desert.
That's one way of looking at it, but the other way of looking, Gevald, he took us out of Egypt. We were just about to be killed by the Egyptians. And he already saved us from that. Surely he'll save us from the next situation.
Now we're missing water.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Or you could look at the cup half full. Half full or half empty. That's always the question in life.
Now he's giving us these commandments.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's always the question. Do we look at it like, it's all about our perspective. That's basically what he's saying. Shlomo is trying to convince us to change our perspective and say, let's look at things as positive. Let's look at life as a gift. Dayenu, it's good enough to be thankful. Even if it's not perfect, it's good enough to say thank you.
It's good enough we've got two arms and two legs.
Yeah.
We exactly. Can walk on our own and we can do our own thing in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Like, wow. No people have done that.
Yeah, Amish. So Shlomo says, you know what? That's. You know what the call of the shofar is? Watch this, my friends. The call of the shofar is the voice of Hashem before he created the world. That desire to give, that chesed chinam, of that just wanting to give for no particular, that's the voice of the shofar. The voice even before the world was created. Before words, there's shofar. And that's what the shofar is supposed to remind us, that everything's a gift.
That's interesting, because like, we learned that there were a bunch of things that God created before he created the world so that he could do those miracles. And wasn't the ram one of them?
Yeah, with the shofar. It's interesting. I never thought of that connection. That's a very good connection. Yeah.
Huh.
Cool. And in fact, when was the other time we heard the shofar? Got the Torah, exactly. What's it saying? The Torah also is a gift. Not because we deserve it. No, I just think interesting. Before Shabbos, you know what they used to do? They used to blow the shofar. Shabbos also is a gift. It's called a gift.
Before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, they used to blow the shofar in Yerushalayim by the Kotel.
Oh.
Yeah. Before they had, like, the sirens. Like that 40 minutes before that. Yeah. And even, you know when else we got a shofar? Before we got Eretz Yisrael. We went around Yericho 7 times and blew the shofar. Because what else is a gift? Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. See where Shlomo is going here? So you know what the problem with the Meraglim was? They thought they deserved it. They thought it was based on physicality or this or that. What they didn't realize was it's all chesed chinam. It's all a gift. It's beyond logic. And that's why when Mashiach comes, you know what's going to come first? Like Nacho saying? Shofar, exactly. To say that this too is a gift. Don't think you deserve it. Give out. It's so sweet. So to sum up, what we're saying is the key to life, to being a tzaddik, is to recognize that all of life is a gift and I still have confidence that everything's going to be good because Hashem loves me. Shifting our attitude to that will actually make me a tzaddik. That's the definition of a tzaddik. And that's what the shofar symbolizes, the kindness of God, and that everything's a gift. So again, so our two kavanas when we hear the shofar for the next 20 days and on Rosh Hashanah, one is, like we mentioned, the simple prayer, the simple heartfelt prayer, and two is that all of life is a gift, chesed chinam. It's all coming from that desire of Hashem to give to us. It's not because we deserve it, but it's a gift of life.
Do you know anybody from roommates or anything?
I know.